Good morning, everyone.
Well, as well, I'm looking forward to Christmas. Just 1 week to go until the big day, and houses everywhere are full of tatty looking advent calendars with the front almost completely ripped off. This Advent, David and my dad have been looking at some of the big themes and main characters of Christmas. Today, I'm going to talk a bit about the wise men. I know all of us in junior church are pretty excited about Christmas, and we hope that you are too. There's a lot to look forward to. What is everyone most excited about over the next week? I've got some ideas here on the screen. Maybe for some of us, it's the thought of getting presents, of the school is closed and we have 2 weeks of holidays. Maybe for some of us, it's being able to stay in bed and chill out and relax. Maybe for some of us, it's the thought of getting presents in a week's time. Or maybe for some of us, it's the Christmas dinner and Brussels sprouts. It's delicious to tuck into a once-in-a-year treat. Or maybe for some of you here this morning, Christmas is going to be hard, and you're just looking forward to life beyond Christmas, hoping that January will come, that you'll get through Christmas and you can't wait until the day. I love Christmas, and I'm very excited about this time of year. It's very easy to miss the best thing about Christmas, as Junior Church have tried to show us this morning. In our reading, Matthew shows us that there is something about Christmas that should make us massively happy, far more joyful than anything else at Christmas time, and it starts with these wise men in Matthew chapter 2. Did you notice in our reading? Now, after Jesus was born, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Now, what on earth is going on with these wise men? They seem very mysterious and strange. Well, the good news is we have a world-famous expert in all things Christmassy. His name is Felix Navidad, and he's been willing to join us this morning. Help us understand these mysterious characters. Now, these wise men, is it true that they were famous kings?
No, not necessarily. There's no real evidence that they were definitely kings. There's quite a lot of stuff that we think that we know about the wise men that's probably not all that true, and it's just been sort of added afterwards. We don't even know their names. All that sort of Melchior and Caspar and Balthazar stuff's been added to the Bible. So not necessarily kings, no.
The Christmas carol goes, "We three kings of Orient are..." Well, at least there's three of them, right?
No, we don't know. We think that there's three because they gave three gifts, but, you know, people have got two hands and they could have carried more than one thing each. So, no, not necessarily true, no.
Oh, well, did they have carols?
Nope.
How did they arrive at the manger then?
Well, they didn't go to the manger in Bethlehem. They probably arrived about 2 years after Jesus was born. So all of that arriving at the manger stuff, so that's been added in.
Well,
yeah, sorry. Ho, ho, ho.
Do we know anything about them?
Well, we know what it says in Matthew, because Matthew's the only gospel that the wise men are mentioned. And if we look in Matthew, we know that some people... because there was definitely more than one, some people brought free gifts. And we know that they came from the east, and we know that they set out having seen a star. So, and some people think that maybe they came from Persia, and maybe they were sort of the leftover from the exile when Israel got taken into exile. And that would kind of make sense, because it would explain why they knew about the prophecy about the star, if they were originally Israelites. But I think most importantly, we know that God seemed to have especially moved the stars in the sky, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. God moved the stars, and God told these wise men that this special star was a sign that it was God's king who had been born, which I think is pretty amazing.
Well, that is amazing. Thanks for clearing some of those things up, Mr. Navidad.
It's all right.
Please just stop there, as I'm worried that she can carry on talking, but also Jesus did cry in a manger.
Of course he did.
Thanks for reading Christmas. I think that it was helpful to clear some of the things up about the wise men. The stars in the sky showed them that God's true king, the baby Jesus, has arrived. As a certified young person, I love an emoji. Some of you will know what I'm talking about when I use that word. I know most old people, like my parents, only use the smiley face or the thumbs up. There's a whole mysterious language out there. I'm going to try and tell us about Christmas using emojis. So here's the first. A picture of a crown. And the point of the crown is to show us that God's true King, Jesus, has arrived in the world. The stars show us that, and it wasn't just the stars of the sky that told us. It was the scriptures as well. King Herod hears about the wise men and asks his own experts what they know. They tell him that God came when he was born in Bethlehem, and they go on to quote ancient prophecy written down by Micah hundreds of years before. So it's not just the stars in the sky, it's the scriptures too, telling us that the baby in Bethlehem is God's true King, who has come to the world, and that is why the wise men give such bizarre gifts. After doing some research, I discovered that the number one Christmas gift on Amazon this year is a Squishmallow. It is a type of cute, squishy, teddy thing. So if you're wondering what to get for a child in your life, and you have a spare few quid, outrageous. A Squishmallow is a good recommendation. What about the wise men? Do they bring a floppy toy or teddy as their gift to Jesus? No. They bring gold, and they bring frankincense, which is a smelly, gooey stuff that comes out of trees. And they also bring myrrh, which is also a smelly, gooey gum that comes out of trees. They are pretty odd things for people to give to a child as a being born present, but they're perfect presents to give to a king. And the wise man understands from stars and the ancient scriptures that God's king has arrived in the world, so they give just the right presents. Well, what about us here this morning? What can we bring? We're not rich, wise men with gold, frankincense and myrrh. So what can we bring? As we sang in one of our songs, we can bring our hearts and we can bring ourselves as presents to God. We can use all of our gifts, our skills and our time to serve God. And that is true whether we are rich, wise men or whether we're children. Our junior church series this morning has been about us young people bringing our gifts to Jesus, using our time to worship and learn about Jesus, using our gifts of music and drama to teach you more about Jesus. Because as the wise men knew, God sent his one true king in the world, and it's the baby Jesus. And we can be absolutely sure of that fact, because 2,000 years ago, God moved the stars in the sky, and he fulfilled the ancient scriptures. So how should we respond to the news that God's king has arrived? When the wise men saw the star, they were overjoyed. When the shepherds saw the baby, they were overjoyed. It's hard to pick an emoji to describe the joy that I've chosen this one. The wise men and the shepherds are overjoyed because they realise that they've been given the best present ever. The present that they wanted but never thought they'd get. It's better than the Squishmallow, and even better than the 3D printer I asked my dad for a few months ago, and it's easy to get lost. They receive the ultimate present on their wish list. They look at baby Jesus, they're overjoyed because God's King has come into the world. He's the King. He's the King who's come to bring his people peace and the world. He's come to bring us forgiveness of our sins and a certain future. He's come to bring us justice and eternal joy. He's come to put this messy, broken world to rights. And he promises us a certain future in eternity where there will be no more hard things, no more sad things, all because this king has arrived. He is the ultimate present. And for us this Christmas, when we realise that is what God has done in sending his son Jesus, that we, like the wise men, should be joyful and we should respond by giving what we have like the shepherds. And we should respond by worshipping. More emoji time. Here's my best attempt at summarising bowing down and worshipping. That's what the shepherds did the night that Jesus was born, and because the wise men did it whenever they arrived. Because this baby in Bethlehem isn't the kind of king that you could ignore. He's the kind of king who deserves everything, all the honour and all the glory. And now it's time for our final emoji. The present that we have to bring Jesus. Whatever it is inside that box, it could be our money, our time, our skills, or our God-given gifts. That's how we need to respond, and I hope this service has shown you that we in Junior Church are serious about that ourselves. So this Christmas, God doesn't promise to move the stars in the sky to show us that his king has arrived, but he does promise to speak to us through the Bible, which describes the stars being moved. We can hear more about this wonderful moment in history on Thursday at our candle service. Everyone in Junior Church hopes that you do have a brilliant time next weekend. Lots of fun with family or friends, lots of great food and festivities and presents. But the one gift that will bring the most joy is the news that God's King has arrived in the world. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much that you have sent your true King into the world. And we thank you that he will put his broken world into us, making all the bad things good. Thank you that he will forgive our sins. Thank you that he is the very best present. Please help us to give him the honour and the worship he deserves. Please help us to be willing to give him our gifts, skills, time and everything else, this Christmas and forever. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.